I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, we'll cover Iran's worst terror attack in a decade and the latest on who's behind it. Plus, we'll find out what's going on with trends, innovation, and big dreams connected to the Great Commission. So let's dig in. On Saturday, four gunmen disguised as Iran's Revolutionary Guard opened fire on an Iranian military parade in Ahvaz. They fired both at the marching soldiers and the crowd, killing 25 and injuring 60, including civilians. The youngest was 4 years old. Gunmen were killed as well. And this was the deadliest attack Iran has seen in over a decade. At this point, Mike Ansari with Mohabbat TV in Heart for Iran says,
it appears several different groups have taken responsibility for the attack. One of them is ISIS. The other one is the Democratic Front for Ahvaz, which is backed by the Gulf states. Nevertheless, there's a bit of a confusion as to who is truly responsible for this attack.
A mass funeral for the victims took place yesterday. Mourners turned out by the tens of thousands. Iran's intelligence minister, Mahmoud Al-Afai, vowed at the funeral to punish the terrorists who were responsible for the attack.
All of us at Mohabbat TV also, we condemn any kind of a terrorist attack on civilians and the people of any country, any nation. We go back to the Gospels and we read that the message of Jesus has been all along one of peace and reconciliation. And we just pray that God's mercy would fall on the region and on the people. There will be healing.
So please, would you join us in praying for the Iranian church to be hope and encouragement to their neighbors at this time? On a different note, the so-called Global South has been rising in economic clout since the mid-2000s. Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide says a similar trend is happening on the mission field.
There is more and more of a rising of leadership, and certainly from a cultural perspective, they know more about how to engage with their own cultures than we do. We're going through a major paradigm shift or a transition. And so the West is not going to be in the same position of leadership.
That's why they're looking for partners to reach the billions of oral learners worldwide. Oral learners are people who don't learn or communicate through written means.
There's a huge population there that we've got to lift up and enable to be effective leaders if we really truly want to reach the rest.
Weaver says the recent Missio Nexus Leadership Conference served as a perfect vehicle for partnership conversations.
Missio Nexus has always been a conference that has been more rich than our original anticipations. There's a good diversity in terms of Western and Global South leaders that attend.
Spoken Worldwide also wants to partner with individuals like you and me. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And Scatter Global was born in 2016 as an operation mobilization initiative designed to stand on its own. This past weekend, Scatter Global won the Missio Nexus Accelerate Award for Innovation in Mission. Scatter Global's Jonathan Thiessen tells us.
So Scatter Global was really set up to answer one question. Could we create an actionable pathway that would make it possible for every believer to take their God-given design, their unique skill set, and live that out, working in another part of the world and making disciples?
Scatter Global helps already trained leaders find where they can use their unique gifts. Thiessen says this model also keeps churches engaged with missions.
For professionals, for people who are out there saying, I'm interested, I get the idea that God could use who I am in another part of the world. I get the fact that this could count on mission for God. We'd invite you to come and sign up for Scatter Global, create a profile on our site. Tell us a little bit about who you are. And when you'd be ready to consider taking your vocation cross-culturally.
Details on Scatter Global, along with others from stories in today's broadcast, can be found at missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, or LinkedIn. You can also find us on Amazon Alexa or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.